today. I'm so sorry I have not been on here in the last 2 or 3 days. I've been so busy, y'all, with, like, work. And then I had therapy yesterday and just so much going on. I haven't had time to really sit and talk to you guys like I want to. But I'm here now. I actually took an earlier lunch break. I left work or clocked out or whatever at, like, 11:45 or something. So now I got extra time where I can, like, really talk to you guys. I don't have to be back into work anytime soon. So I just want to sit here and talk to you guys a little bit about just life and everything going on and give you guys some updates and things like that. Thank you guys so much for the episodes that you guys listen to. It's so much gratitude because you guys actually play my episodes, listen to them, and I appreciate it. It never goes unnoticed. And like I tell you guys, you can always send me an email at mymentalhealthdiary.com. Well, at yahoo.com, sorry. So mymentalhealthdiary@yahoo.com. It's my email for this podcast. Just send me anything you want. If you want a shout out or if you want to give advice, get advice. Want me to talk about a certain topic, just let me know. It'll be in the description of every video, and I'll try to check it weekly or whenever. Moving on. So yesterday I had therapy, you guys, and it was just, I don't even know, it was really hard. Because my therapist thinks that I live in my past a lot. You know, I was telling her things about my new relationship, and she just thinks that I need to stop living in the past and really just move forward. It's really hard for me not to want to live in my past. And I say this because even my mom said yesterday, she's like, you do tend to live in your past a lot. You need to let the past go, Sherelle, and stop dwelling on things that happened years ago or a year ago or a month ago because that's the past. You're in the present. And I was talking to my boyfriend last night about all this stuff, and of course he agrees as well. And I was just like, living in our past sometimes is just what we do. It happens. Some people do. I do tend to live in my past, not because I want to live in my past. It's more so that I just have been through so much. I've been hurt so much that it has really messed me up. Like, when I was in my 2-year relationship and I got out of that relationship, I was hurt a lot by some of the things that happened towards the end. I was hurt that this person knew my heart, knew that I was wanting to, you know, have a family with them, wanting to marry them. And then when that all didn't happen and I had to end up cutting ties, it hurt. And then when I met Oscar, that's a stage name for the last guy I was talking to, and he hurt me even more because when he met me, I was broken and I was going through a lot and he just kind of made it worse. And I don't think I recovered. And then when I went to therapy and started talking to my therapist about everything going on, like all my problems, that's when it hit the surface. Like, these are problems and things that I have been covering up for years because I didn't know how to deal with them. And so my way of dealing with my problems was to cover them up, but never to really deal with them. And it came to the light when I started seeing my new therapist, who I love so much, guys. Guys, you have to. My therapist is thebomb.com, literally. Shout out to her. Like, she gives the best advice. I just burped, y'all. If you hear me burp, I apologize. I know, sorry. She gives the best advice. She teaches me things. She gives me coping skills. We have homework assignments. Like, I got a homework assignment now I got to finish before the end of the month, before I see her again. So, you know, I just love working with her because she does help me a lot, and she is present and there for me in a sense. She helped me kind of see things that I really didn't see when I was seeing my old therapist. So it's just a lot going on with that. I don't forgive my exes right now. I don't know when I will forgive them. Right now it's just a lot of, I don't want to say hate, but a lot of, I just don't like you, I don't want to deal with you, and I don't forgive you. Forgiving people is hard. People think that you snap your finger and you forgive somebody, and it's just not that easy depending on what that person did or didn't do to you. So for me, it's like, I just feel like at this point in time, I don't forgive the people that hurt me. I have a lot of animosity towards them, and I know I do. I have a lot of problems with that, and I know I need to forgive the people that hurt me, but I'm struggling with it, and I've been struggling with trying to forgive the people that have hurt me for a really long time. And this is not even just the people that have hurt me in relationships, but like friendships and family members, and when I was in school, just all kinds of things. Since I was in school, I was bullied a lot, and I don't forgive the people then. I mean, it's crazy because thinking back, My cousin actually dated one of the girls that used to bully me in school, and then she would come to my house to visit with him, and she would be all fake nice, and I'd be like, don't you remember what you did to me in school? Like, you're a fake, you know what, like, don't even talk to me. So for her, it was like, I didn't really care for her. So when they broke up, I'm not going to sit here and lie, I was elated because I didn't really like her anyway. But, you know, it is about, like, even though she bullied me, I need to get to a place of forgiveness is what I'm trying to say. Whether I like her or don't like her, you know, it's a place of forgiveness that I need to get to. And I'm still struggling with that. So going through therapy and doing these coping skills is kind of teaching me things that I need to work on as a person. And healing and getting better is just one of those things, unfortunately, you know. Well, it's not unfortunately, I shouldn't say that, but it's hard. Healing is so hard. Like, people think that when you heal, it's just a snap of the finger and then you're healed and you're good, and it's not always that easy. It's really a hard thing sometimes to just sit there and attempt to or try to heal yourself. So it's never easy, but it's something that I'm trying to work on, something that I'm trying to get better at just for my sanity, just for my, you know, my mental state. My therapist last night, she asked me, she said, do you take care of yourself? I said, no, I don't take care of myself. I don't take care of my body. I don't take care of my mind. I don't take care of anything because I've always been that person that puts everybody before myself. I've never been that girl that's like, oh, no, it's all about me. But, you know, I've always wanted to take care of other people. It's always like I got to have somebody I got to take care of or help. And so with that being said, it causes a lot of me forgetting about me. I mean, because I'm in the process of wanting to lose weight just for health reasons. I'm in the process, and I'm not a humongous girl. I'm only like 155 pounds. But, you know, my point is I just feel like I don't take care of my body. I don't take care of anything because I'm so busy stressing over this healing process. I'm so busy. I was wondering why I didn't feel no air on me. It was because my air was on defrost. What the crap? I'm like, why I don't feel no air on me? All right, sorry, guys. But it's just been a long healing process. And it was just so much going on. I just kind of forgot to take care of myself in the process. Even yesterday, she was like, well, I was telling her about my boyfriend, and she was like, well, have you had other guys try to pursue you? And I said, no, and I don't really look for that. I'm in a relationship. Even if I was single, I'm not the type of female to, maybe when I was like in my early 20s, I lived off that attention and made me happy to walk down the street, walk through the mall, and have a guy holler at me. That happened a lot in my 20s. I ain't even gonna lie to you. They would see me walking, they want to get my number, I'd be my girlfriend, they stop. But I remember one time I was walking downtown with my friends, and it was like, this random guy just stopped us, like, hey, just to get my phone number. So, it happens. I mean, back then, like, but back then I had more confidence and stuff like that, too. I'm so sorry, guys. This air probably got me in here coughing. But I just remember things like that. But like I was saying, like, I told my therapist, I don't really care about that stuff. I'm not the type of female that's going to be walking down the street or walking through the mall or a store or with my girlfriends and a guy wants to holler at me. Because at the end of the day, even if a guy were to holler at me, that wall would be up. That friend zone would be up. I'm not accepting, oh, I'm going to give you my phone number. Oh, you think we're going to date? You think we're going to have sex? Think we're going to do this, that, and third? No. It would be completely different because of what I've learned in therapy and just what I know now. I'm never going to, like, no, it would be on some, you can get my number, we can be friends, but it ain't going no further than that unless, you know, that's God willing. God is trying to tell me this is the man for me, but no. I was like, I don't even pay attention to that. And I really don't look for that attention, to be honest with you. I'm not focused on walking down the street trying to get a guy to holler at me. I'm not focused on somebody trying to pursue me. I don't really care about none of that stuff. That's not something I'm on right now. I have a boyfriend. And even if I was single, like I said, I still wouldn't be on that because of what I've learned in therapy. And just because, like I said, that friend zone line will be up. Like, no, I'm friend zoning you because I'm not even going there with you. No. I just feel like, you know, like I said, it's just, I'm not on all that. Like, my focus right now is really trying to heal myself. I'm trying to heal myself. I'm trying to focus on, you know, my relationship. But also just trying to get out the house more and try to get through this depression. Like, I have a lot going on, guys. I'm dealing with my depression, my anxiety. I'm dealing with work. I'm dealing with, you know, I got to be a single mom. I'm dealing with family. I'm dealing with all kinds of stuff that I'm trying to do right now. I'm in the process of trying to get my own place. I'm in the process of trying to get a new car. I have a car, but of course I want a newer car. My car ain't that old, but I'm just saying. I want a new car, so I have all these things I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, me and my boyfriend are trying to get a house together. It's like a lot of things going on, and I just don't fixate on all the outside stuff as much. So with all these things going on and me being stressed out, you know, I know that medication is the best thing for me right now, because even though I have days where I feel better, I still have days where I'm not all the way there, and I know I need to get help. So it is important that the appointment at the end of the month is happening, because I need to get back on medication. You know, I was fine without it, and my mom says, oh, you don't seem sad to me. I'm like, Mom, I'm good at covering up my depression and my anxiety. No one notices it, but it's a lot. So that's why I say my focus ain't on all the outside crap and all that stuff. You know, it's every therapy session I do, I'm learning something new about myself, you know. And it's crazy because my boyfriend had just, me and him just had a talk yesterday morning. And we were talking about all this stuff, and he was just like, you know, babe, I think that you need to focus on your healing. I don't want your world to revolve around me so much, because I want you to be good. And so when we move in together, everything's good. He said, I'm saving and doing what I got to do for us and blah, blah, blah. He said, I got to make sure that you're good, my daughter's good, and I'm good, and all this stuff he was saying. So it was just like, you know, and I kind of got mad at him. I was like, oh, so what you trying to say, like, and all this stuff. And it just, it was funny. Not funny, but funny to me that I got that mad about it at the time. Until I went to therapy, my therapist was kind of like agreeing with him. Like, and then I kind of told him, I was like, yeah, babe. I said, babe, I don't revolve my whole world around you, but, I mean, you are an important part of my life. You're my boyfriend, obviously. But also, I did realize some valid points. I do need to spend more time with my friends and just get out there and do more stuff outside of the house, because I do realize that depression is real, and I think a lot of stuff I'm going through, it just kind of adds to the depression and the anxiety, so it is important. But I want you guys to know that it's never easy when you're healing, it's never easy when you're doing anything, but I'm learning, you know, and it's all a process, you know. But like, and it's, my therapist made a good point, she said, women always think that they need a relationship to be happy. You don't. She was like, a relationship is optional, you can always leave or go. She was like, well, you can always, I mean, she said you can always stay or you can leave or do whatever you want to do. But she said friendships and things like that, you know, you want to have those, but relationships are optional. And she was right, because I do realize that a lot of times as women, even myself, we think we need a man for happiness. We think we need a man to complete us. And reality is we don't need a man to be happy. Reality is we just need ourselves, our friends, our girlfriends, and just ourselves mostly to be happy. So, and I'm not going to say in the past I haven't made a guy my world, because I have. I'm human. I have. But, you know, I'm trying my best to do things different in the relationship I'm in now. But it is a struggle because, like I said, the issues I'm dealing with in my healing kind of affects our relationship to a certain extent sometimes, because we have little disagreements about it. And, you know, I get upset and then he gets upset. And he's not even the type of person to want to argue. Like, he's very laid back and relaxed. So it's just been tough. And I think because, like I said, we're long distance right now until he moves down here, and that's a process too. So it's just a lot of things going on, and I try my best to be strong. I try my best to not allow all the things to get to me, but sometimes it does. I'm not going to lie, I'm human. So, but it is true, and that's why, I don't know. Like I always tell myself, you know, regardless of what happens between me and my best friend, we're always going to be friends, whether we work out or don't work out, you know. Of course, I'm praying we work out, but if we don't, you know, we still have friendship in front of that. And I don't want to ever do a relationship where I'm not friends first. That's my biggest mistake that I have made in all my relationships. I never was friends first. I would jump face in and not even know the person. So my goal now is, like, if I, you know, when dating, and that's just goals for anybody, is that you should always just have be friends for, like, a really long time, like a couple, 6 months maybe, even more, just so you can get to know that person. If you don't like things about them, you can decide to cut them off, or you can just decide to keep them in the friend zone, just be friends. But I've learned a lot about myself in therapy. And like I said, I don't want to run back, because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, guys. I used to use dating sites. I used to meet people. I mean, I've done it all. I've done dating sites. I've met people out in public with my friends. I mean, I've met them at work. I've met them everywhere when I've been in a relationship or just talking to somebody. So, like I said, and the dating sites to me weren't really my thing, because I would get on there and I would find guys that I really it would just be like the conversation would be so-so. Sometimes it'd be good, sometimes it wouldn't be. I would meet guys on there who probably I wasn't really attracted to, or who I really looking at their page and scrolling through, I was like, they're totally not my type, you know. So I would keep scrolling. It would just be a lot of that. And I was like, I got to the point where I was like, why am I using a dating site? Because in all my years of dating, honestly, in my early 20s, I never used dating sites. I always just met people in person. I mean, if I was out somewhere with friends or whomever, that's how I met them. But then as I got older, I would say by my late 20s, my therapist came to me, and she was like, you should try online dating, my old therapist. So that's when I started using online dating sites. But, I mean, and some people use them. I never use Tinder, though. That's the one site I won't use. I just don't like that whole Tinder thing. But she had told me to use that, so I started using it, but I just didn't really like it. So, you know, so I'm kind of glad I'm not on dating sites no more, because it's just not for me. I mean, to each his own. If someone out there loves a dating site, I'm happy for you, but it doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't help me. It doesn't make me feel good to be on a dating site. It just, it don't do nothing for me. And like I said, I was actually using a dating site before me and my best friend got into a serious relationship. And the moment me and him started talking, I deleted everything. I was like, I'm done. Because I was on there, but I'm going to be real with y'all. There was nobody on there I was really interested in. I was like, oh, God, no. So it was like, I'm on here, but why am I on here? You know what I mean? So, and I'm not knocking nobody. And don't knock nobody. People use dating sites all the time for love. So if that's what you choose to do, you know, that's what you choose to do. It's a no free judgment zone on my podcast. I don't care. But, yeah, I just really wanted to check in with you guys. Just give you a little update on everything going on. You know, like I said, my boyfriend is coming to town next week, so... Looking forward to that, to seeing him and just spending a little bit of time together and just trying to figure it out. But I'm also learning, like, in the times I don't see him, I want to just focus on Sherelle and focus on myself and just get to a good place, you know, mentally, just so I'm always there, you know. So that's super, super important, y'all. You know, mentally, you have to be there, and that's definitely something that I haven't always, you know, been there. So, I don't know, y'all. I'm starting to get, like, obsessed with, like, I love me. Does anybody else love watching YouTube videos? Like, you get on YouTube and you just be, like, all into watching the videos? That's kind of cool, though. Like, you know, I love YouTube videos now. Since the quarantine, I've gotten really into my YouTube videos. So crazy. Yeah, not much, but, and of course, you know, I'm always on the shave room, but I don't know why I'm on that. That fight is so messy. Lord Jesus, so yeah, that's a messy fight. Yeah, but I don't know. Didn't they say that, the NBA is coming back? You know, I don't watch, I know the NFL came back, and my dad was watching football last night. I just realized that. But, you know, I don't watch football unless my Dallas Cowboys on. They're not playing. I don't even want to see it. I think I forgot who was playing last night. Was it the Chiefs or something? Y'all let me know. But, yeah. I don't know. Oh, guys, I got to tell you. So, gotta tell you guys. So, did I tell you guys about the tea that I'm trying? It's called Lifestyle Tea. And I was telling you guys, if you watch Love and Hip Hop, there was a girl named Lovely Mimi on there. She was on the Atlanta one. I believe she did one or two seasons. But anyway, she has a nail shop in Atlanta. But anyway, she has, like, she's like a sponsor for their website. So, I ordered tea from there. I went through her link or whatever and ordered the tea. I have not tried it yet, but it's supposed to help you with weight loss. So I'm super excited to see what it does to my body, y'all. I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to try it today when I get home, actually. So I'm going to be taking that and the hydroxy-cut gummies. If anyone's tried that, I'm not trying to kill myself or nothing crazy like that, y'all. So don't be like, oh, no, she's taking diet pills and tea to lose weight. This is just an option I'm trying. I don't know if it's going to work, but if it does, good for me. But I'm just going to try it. But it finally came yesterday. So I'm going to be trying that. I'll keep you guys updated on if I lose weight from this stuff or not. But I told my therapist wants me to commit to drinking more water and just being more healthier. So I got to commit to I committed to that. So I got to start doing better with my water intake. I'm just trying to eat better. But yeah, nothing else going on here. Basically, so yeah, I don't know, y'all. I'm probably going to get ready to end this, though, because I got to go back to work at 1. And I don't know. I think I updated y'all on most of the stuff going on right now. So right now, I don't have any more updates. Yeah, but I will talk to you guys soon. Again, shout out to you guys for listening to me. It's always appreciated. Again, if you want to talk to me, you can always go to mymentalhealthdiary@yahoo.com. Peace and love. And I am about to... Yeah, I'm about to relax since I got to go back into work at 1. So I will talk to you guys soon. I will try to do another podcast over the weekend if I get time. I'm so sorry about the two or three days I missed y'all. I be trying, but I get so busy here lately since I'm back working at the office. So it's a little different. I will talk to you guys soon.